My gravity. This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. It's TCS, the Thundercat Squad, the Candy Store, with T.O. Sweet, Lancelot, Sister Sarah, Stone, DJ Rio, Robbie, Monica, and Liz. Every Monday at 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. right here at 89.1 WNYU, live broadcast at www.wnyu.org. This is not a test. Thank you.
I'm home. the second cat.
Well, have a big one.
The second cat.
Big one.
The second cat.
Well, have a big one.
The second cat. 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 Now he's a wild one. The second cat. The second cat. Now he's a wild one.
Thank you.
TCS every Monday night. Yes, truly. Yes, truly's. DJ Rio. And of course, T.O. Sweet in the mix. You know, we do this every Monday. You know, I've been getting a little techie and I love it. So, for all y'all player haters out there, tough. I love what's going on with the whole mixture of like deep soulfulness. Yeah, I missed the L on that one. Deep soulfulness with the whole electronic bleepy, bleepy, blangy, blinky, bloppy, whatever they call it. Anyway, I got a few of our regulars checking in, of course. We got to get into the mint. Straight called. He said when I get on, for some reason, his cab happens to go a little faster. And you know what? I said that's good because, you know, as long as they don't run people over, because some of them are real crazy out there trying to get away with murder, no pun intended. But nothing like, well, he gives mints out to all the cabbies. And there's like a mint connection going on tonight because he gives mints out to Jay Smoothie. And Jay Smoothie just called. He gave mints out to me. And he also said he'll be dropping by Cielo. Buddha, of course, called. He's got some weird-ass mint here. He's got mints to T.O. Sweet, the Techniques 1200s, which have been... Wow. I can't... You know, I would hate to see turntables disappear because you don't know how much 1200s have done for the DJ. And, you know, now it's like kind of... Well, the Serato thing keeps it alive, but it's not the same. But let me get continue this mint before we run out of time. Anyway, he said, I flowed. Rio does mean river, but that's got nothing to do with flowing. But if you're saying I'm flowing, then that's fine with me. And he's, of course, calling from Club Base, which is his crib at Woodside, Queens. And he gives me, the Aviator Man, 100 yin yangs. My man Buddha, thanks for that lovely ass mint. Of course, I'm going to get into the rant real quick, Rio's rant of the week. And let me do the top 10, because this one's kind of funky. Anyway, I want to give Ghana... You know, for all you World Cup fans out there, I wish Ghana all the best of luck because they have played phenomenally and they're going to face Brazil tomorrow in the World... You know, it's the Sweet 16 round in the World Cup for all you guys that don't know. And there will be no draws, of course, once you get to this stage of the World Cup. You just got to play it out. And then, of course, they go to the penalty round, which I hate. I think it sucks. Anyway, let me do the top 10 did you know. The official did you know. Did you know during World War II, let me lower this a little, the Oscars were given out, were made out of wood. That's interesting. Did you know on a dime, there are 118 ridges? So for all you guys out there that are bored as S, don't bother counting because I just filled you in. 118 ridges on a dime. Did you know that one of the ingredients of dynamite is peanuts? Did you know that a group of whales is called a pod? Did you know that in England, the Speaker of the House is not allowed to speak? And you know what? This record just spoke right when I said that. That's funky. Did you know birds will never live in space because they need gravity to swallow? Did you know the glue on an Israeli postage stamp is actually kosher? Did you know there was never a pony in the Pony Express? They just used horses. Did you know that 1 billion would it be? Did you know 1 billion seconds lasts 32 years? 1 billion seconds. So I guess the AVM man is past the 1 billion mark. That's sad. That's real sad. Anyway, the last, did you know? Did you know dogs and cats consume over 11 billion? There goes that B word again. See how I tied that in? Dogs and cats consume over $11 billion in pet food in a year. Now, that's crazy, man. See, that ties in with the whole horse thing because we got the horses with the, you know, whatever. I'm just tying up all this stuff. The phone lines, of course, feel free to call us 212-998-1818 as we wrap up. My rant for the week is this. There's a lot of exploitation going on. And I know, you know, this is just a common thing. But you know, it does bother me a little bit because it just really, I really don't understand the point of this. And it's in your face. It's in your face. I'm a driver, of course. I'm a driver. And the thing that irks me the most is, you know, gas prices are up. It's time for technology to just step in and kind of like say, whoa, Nelly, you know, like, whoa, let me hook up some peeps over here. Of course, it's never that way. It's never the case. Anyway, they put out this hybrid car, you know, and, you know, I was like checking it out. I said, you know what? It would be a good idea to pick up a hybrid because you will save on gas. But check this. Hybrids cost about $10,000 more than the same car, the same model, but a gas model. So when I did the math, yeah, you know, you're gonna have to buy gas no matter what, but for you to save $10,000 in gas is really a waste of time. So my rant is to hell with all you car companies. I'm glad you're doing lousy, and I know the gas price has got the whole 4x4 thing by the cojones. So I just want to give my rant out to all the car companies to just lower your price on a hybrid vehicle so we can get into your vibe, because I know we're going to get hit with that battery later. Anyway, this is the Aviator Man signing out. This is the Candy Store, and it's been wonderful. Thanks for listening. And to all my gay listeners out there, happy belated Gay Pride Day, and we love you. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Later.
WNYU-FM in New York now ends its broadcast day. We're licensed to New York University and operated by its students on an assigned carrier frequency of 89.1 megahertz with an effective radiated power output of 8.3 kilohertz.